huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
So I think that the best thing that you can do to get your leadership out there is to... Will the women leaders please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. I want to share some inspiring news for you. Now, there's been a push in recent years to be more equality for women in the workplace, in the business world, more equality of pay, etc. And I'm probably going to leave that debate and discussion for someone else and just go straight in with Rihanna just became a billionaireess. $1.7 billion net worth, £1.2 billion net worth. Reese Witherspoon just sold her media company for $900 million. $900 million. Jessica Alba, she has The Honest Company, which is changing the world. Why am I telling you these? Because, well, there's a few reasons. These are women leaders. Yes, they're in the entertainment industry. And yes, they are, of course, celebrities. But they are standing up and taking leadership roles in business and probably in society. And they probably have children and they probably have all the challenges that, you know, many women do. And by the way, this is not just for women, this episode. It's for men, too. I think we'd all agree the world needs a bit less testosterone. I know how dangerous testosterone can be. At times I've had 65, 70% women employees in my organization. And, you know, it brings more trust, more empathy. Definitely, there are different skills and traits that probably the world and certain companies need that are more feminine, if you like. But I personally have found it really, really inspiring that Rihanna became a billionaireess. Now, get this. She made $250 to $300 million from her singing career, reputedly. But the rest, a billion, from her lingerie business and her products, you know, her other enterprises. I'd take a billion for being in lingerie. I'd wear lingerie for being a billionaire. And Reese Witherspoon has just sold her media company for $900 million. So these influential women leaders in entertainment are then converting it into enterprise and entrepreneurship and business. And I think there needs to be a good dialogue between men and women and not a divide. Exactly, it's Fenty Beauty that's Rihanna's company. And, you know, there are clear divisions of personality traits of men and women. Of course, we're biologically different. But I think if we join forces more, if you like, and embrace each other's strengths and have a yin and yang, I think it's a really powerful force. So I've been very inspired personally by Rihanna and by Jessica Alba and by Reese Witherspoon, and hopefully you are too. If you think this message of us making more noise about having more women leaders step up into entrepreneurial roles and even in business leadership roles and even in the leadership roles in our entire global systems of economy and politics, please hit the share button right now. I know that you have very different challenges. You know, for example, you've got to raise children. But, you know, I still think it can be done. I mentor a lot of women and I know that you can use your time far more effectively and productively. You know, Do you ever have that day before you go on holiday where you get 15 days worth of work done in a day? I'm sure you all have that. Where, oh man, I'm going on holiday tomorrow. You get your personal stuff done, you sort your house out, you find your passports, you pack all your stuff, you do all your emails, you set up your autoresponders, you set up all your instructions for everyone. So the power of a hard deadline, Parkinson's law of time, the power of a hard deadline is very powerful. So if you are a mum and you're raising children and you're a leader and an entrepreneur, then you can use that same concept. I've only got 2 hours a day. I have to act these 2 hours like I'm going to go on holiday after 2 hours. And it'll be amazing how much more productive you are. And I do know entrepreneurs who leave their job thinking that they're going to get freedom and autonomy, and then they've got 12 hours a day and they don't know what to do with it, and they actually miss accountability. So having children can give you accountability of time. So I want to quickly talk about what's behind this. So these women are all entertainers. You know, they're in the entertainment industry, acting, singing, etc. And what they've done is they've leveraged their influence. They've leveraged their following. They've leveraged their celebrity. They've leveraged the goodwill of millions of people knowing them and turned those into billion-dollar organisations. And so can you. So can you. And how you can do that is by focusing on building your personal brand and celebritising or authorising yourself in your niche or your industry. Now, can we all be actresses with millions of followers and pop stars? No, we can't. But can we all talk about the things that we love, turn our passion into our profession, our vocation into our vacation, our ideas into income, our impact into income, and our reach into revenue? Yes, we can all do that. So I think that the best thing that you can do to get your...
For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher-end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher-end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
Leadership out there is to build your personal brand, stand for something and stand against something, figure out who you want to love and pour into and who you want to piss off and equally be passionate about doing that. And then go on this mission to help as many people on the planet through your content and through your message. And then when you build a certain size of following, you're going to be able to monetize that. You know, maybe you'll be able to get connections and collaborations, build a team, have customers. You know, if Rihanna didn't have notoriety across tens of millions, I think she has something like 97 million followers on one of our social channels. It's something crazy. But, you know, just one in 100 of them buy something off her, you know, that's still, what, a million people buying something at £25. That's 25 million. So having followers is monetizable. So you can usually get about a pound or a dollar a follower a year, whether that's ad revenue, sponsorship. And, you know, I know some people have got even more than that. Some people get £1.50 to £2 per download or follower or listener or a subscriber. So building that reach and revenue, impact and income through your personal brand, which is what these women entertainers have done. You can do that too. It's just going to take you a bit longer, and you're maybe not going to be able to do it through traditional celebrity, but you can celebritize yourself and authorize yourself by having a meaningful mission and going out there and, you know, knowing exactly who you want to love into and who you want to piss off, and being yourself and true to yourself in that in that process and educating and inspiring and entertaining and empowering and enthusing and giving your energy and passion and life's work into a meaningful mission to turn your idea into income and your reach into revenue. And I'd love you to help me doing that. If you find my content useful, please do hit the share button right now. You know, I'm on this mission to help as many people on this planet start and scale their business and get better financial knowledge. I think the money... we're not taught about money in schools. We're not taught about our personal economy, your GDP. We're not taught about the emotions of money and managing not just managing money. Anyone can put a budget on a spreadsheet. But your emotions around money and how money becomes you and the laws and nature of money. I interviewed Dr. Joe Vitale yesterday and we talked about how most people unconsciously think money is bad. Therefore, yeah, they always have a scarce, repellent relationship with money. And all they do is they take it in right at the end because they are unconsciously repelling it. And then they give it away immediately and they're always in a no money quandary. Ultimately, because they have a poor relationship with money. They feel they'll be judged by money. They feel that money will change them. They feel that money is the root of all evil. Fear that the love of money is the root of all evil, that people will perceive that they're greedy and powerful and they're not empathetic and they don't care about people and they're not giving and that you'll be judged and ridiculed. And these beliefs are wrong. People do not understand the laws and nature and purpose of money and the psychological and emotional responses and the triggering effects that we have on money. And this is my mission to change the world through this. So please hit the share button if you think other people need to know this stuff. And let's use the inspiring stories to motivate ourselves into our own vision and mission. South Park, essentially what they do is they create edgy cartoons. And that's their creativity and their creation. And the founders of South Park just did a $900 million deal. But I just thought, what a great way, you know, creative capitalism. I love that. You create something that's meaningful, that's an expression of who you are, and you turn that into reach and revenue, impact and income. You know, I was talking to Dr. Joe Vitale, and he was like, well, maybe the reason that you make money is to put more money into your art. Maybe you make money so that you can do more of what you love and fund more of what you love. If you're a real estate investor and you love that, you make more money to buy more real estate. If you're an artist, you make more money to be able to create more art. So, you know, if it's just about how you perceive money and what you want to use money for. And you can use money for good as much as you can use money for illicit or evil means. Money is just a tool. It's a great tool. It's one of the great leverage tools. You know, if you think about the leverage of the wheel, well, the leverage of money is pretty amazing. Similar to the wheel, it's like the leverage of a hammer. You know, you can use a hammer to hammer a nail and it's better than your hand. And you can use a hammer to pull out a nail and it's better than your hand. But you can use a hammer to smash a skull, it's better than your hand. It's just a tool. You don't try the hammer for murder if someone uses it to smash a skull. So why do we hate money? Why do we have all these poor limiting beliefs around money? Because of society, because of media, because of judgment, because of ridicule, because of fear of going to hell. You know, what was it Jesus apparently said about you've got more chance of a camel going through the eye of a needle than a rich man going to heaven, something like that. I probably butchered the quote. But imagine the fear that puts into so many people. I mean, imagine if you believe that you'll go to hell if you are rich. So let's be creative about capitalism. Use money for good. You know, Gandhi did, and Mother Teresa did, and they were very capitalist. You know, they raised loads of money and they spent loads of money. Do not get me wrong. It cost a lot of money to have Gandhi traveling the world in, you know, comfortable accommodation on a train. It cost a lot of money to have security around these people. So get your facts around money right. Hit the share button if any of that resonated with you or, you know, you believe that in my mission to help as many people on this planet start and scale their business, get better financial knowledge, change the education system, teach us, you know, proper emotional control and management around money, the laws of money, the nature of money, the purpose of money. You know, okay, in economics, you're probably taught a little bit about it. Economists think, well, you know, the purpose of money is the universal exchange of value. And they are correct to a certain degree, but that's non-emotional. There are also emotions around money. But what about the historical nature of money? What about the etymology and the language of money? Currency means to flow. Money needs to flow. Money is energy. How does money best flow? Why does money love speed and hate friction? All these things, they're not freaking taught. And I'm on a fucking mission to change the world teaching this stuff. Hit the share button if you think my work is useful. If you're a women leader and you think we need more women leaders, hit the share button right now. Someone has just asked, am I a Christian or an atheist? Just interested. Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are. No comment on my faith. That's something I don't need to share. So, hit the share button. We need more women leaders to stand up, and we need to support women leaders in standing up and inspirational people like Jessica Alba. 900 million, Jessica Alba, the Honest Company, brilliant company, making waves, serious waves, and probably worth a lot of money. Reese Witherspoon, come on my podcast, Reese. I am here for you, Reese. Come and find me, marry me, and come on my podcast. Jessica Alba, I am here for you. Charlie's ready to stand up. Will all the women leaders please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. And stand up by hitting the share button. You know, we need to support each other. Someone said I'm a Muslim. And Rihanna. Worth 1.7 billion, entertaining, educating, inspiring and empowering people and creating products and services that vast people want. We can learn from these people. Don't resist them. What you resist persists. What you repress, you must express. Hit the share button. Love you all. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.
Hey, it's Rob again, and I need to own up to something. Entrepreneurs don't celebrate enough. I bet you don't. I know I don't. And we went through the 5-year anniversary of The Disruptive Entrepreneur, which is a massive achievement, and the 600th episode, which again, how many podcasts have done 600 episodes? And we didn't even celebrate. So I want to celebrate the 600th episode and the 5-year anniversary with you. We have something new and special that I think you're going to love. Now, many of you who listen, you're on my Facebook supporter program. You get 10 pieces of content with me as a bonus over and above what the general public get. We have supporter-only meetups, socials, dinners. I do Ask Me Anythings every sort of 2 weeks or so live. We do Make Cash and social media challenges. You get discounts. You get to come to events and you get premium ticket upgrades and so much more. But what I've done to celebrate the 5-year anniversary, the 600th episode, is actually created a decentralized platform called rob.team. Many of you don't use Facebook. We're in a more modern decentralized age now. So if you go right now to rob.team, www.rob.team, you can join my supporter and rob.team program. You can choose whether you enroll on Facebook or the non-native decentralized platform that I've built specially for you. And for just £5 or $5 a month, cancel anytime. You get 10 premium pieces of content from me you don't get anywhere else, deep dive content. You get supporter and team only meetups, socials and dinners throughout the year. A 2-weekly Ask Me Anything Live that I don't do in any public situation anymore. We do 7-day challenges about 5 times a year, Make Cash challenges, social media challenges. You get premium ticket upgrades, special discounts. I have 3 Facebook account managers. We often have Zoom meetings with them, and then we update you sort of from the horse's mouth live what they shared with us. Whenever we do events and webinars, we never do replays or recordings, but as a supporter and team member, you get those free. You get an extra 10% discount off any of my trainings. And get this, if you're one of the first 60, I can't do 600, you'll see why, then I'm actually going to do a 15-minute one-to-one personal call with you. And if you're one of the first 256, I've just set up a brand new Rob.team WhatsApp group where you'll get my mobile number and, you know, we can share strategies and tactics together. So go right now to www.rob.team. That's www.rob.team. First 50, get a 15-minute one-to-one call with me. I'm going to do that after your first month subscription. And, it's going to take me a bit of time to do that, but I'll do it. I'm a man of my word. And the first 256, you get into the Rob.team supporters only WhatsApp group. There's loads of bonuses in there. This program has been running for 2 years. My 6-stage, 7-figure launch formula, which was a paid-for course, it's in there. How to write a best-selling book course is in there. PAVA and social media manager and brand manager documents and job descriptions are in there. Marketing KPIs documents are in there. How to dramatically increase your fees, the book I'm writing, the up-to-date version is in there. There's so much content. It's only £5 or $5 a month. And I'm adding this new platform, Rob.team, to celebrate the 5th-year anniversary and the 600 episodes. And first 60, 15-minute one-to-one call with me. First 256, get into the exclusive WhatsApp group. So be quick, go now, because we have millions of subscribers and downloads and views a week now for the Disruptive Entrepreneur Show across all platforms. So see you there at www.rob.team. Go now.